horrified, very, very sad, and fearful of, you know, what we've come to in our country.
Lana Benatovich is president of the NFJC. She reacted to this past weekend's white nationalist protest in Charlottesville, where a man identified as a neo-Nazi plowed his car through a counter-protest, killing one woman and injuring several others. Benatovich tells WBFO News the work her organization conducts is more necessary than ever.
You know, we said during the Holocaust, never again. Well, then when you see people wearing Nazi signs on them in your own country, in one of our, you know, university towns, that's pretty horrifying. It's many years later, and if we're saying never again, we have to walk the talk. But in our case, we have to shout the talk.
On Monday, President Trump stated racism is evil and denounced the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists. But it was 48 hours after he was highly criticized for his first response issued over the weekend. Benatovich tells us it was difficult to wait for the president's proper response.
This is not a political situation. This is a matter of humanity, and I would have been a lot more comfortable if our president or the president of the United States came out immediately and said this was not acceptable.
Benatovich noted they've worked to be very vocal about what is tolerated and very thoughtful in creating programs that bring people together.
We as a community in Western New York are very fortunate in that we talk about these things now and we become advocates for each other.
Have you ever had complaints come to you about them, any direct problems, and will this fuel these local groups?
Interesting question, because several years ago, Carl Hand, who was a Nazi, he was saying he was coming to the city in front of City Hall, and he was going to have a demonstration. Well, we as community relations director at the Jewish Federation or here at NFJC said, let's have a counter positive gathering. Nobody came to his party. He was, you know, by himself.
Benatovich was also in touch with Buffalo Common Council member Darius Pridgen. Now, government leaders, clergy, labor, community leaders, and others will gather tomorrow night at a vigil that'll be held at 5 o'clock at the Durham Memorial AME Zion Church on East Eagle. It is where they plan to denounce violent racism and bigotry. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.